Jaguars Digital. Jaguars. Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Drive Time. Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, and welcome in to Everbank Field for Jags Drive Time. A little frosty out there. Hope you drive safely this morning over the roads and bridges, and tune in here with us for the next half hour. Brian Sexton, along with John Osher and head coach Doug Marone, joins us for Jags Drive Time. We've got big things ahead, obviously. We've got Ozone Snapshot. He will, he won't, he might. But first, let's start with the head coach. Happy Friday to you, coach.
Yes, happy Friday.
You spent a lot of time down in front of the big AFC Championship backdrop this week. I mean, did you feel at any point like this week Tad Dickman set the schedule for you?
He did a good job. I mean, everyone really has done a nice job in trying to keep things the same for us and the team, you know, obviously with the added attention. So this way we can still, you know, focus on, you know, our normal schedule, how we prepare during the week.
And that's really the genesis of the question is you have been so consistent with your schedule. This week, did you have to change things up somewhat because there's so many more demands?
No, we've kept it, you know, pretty, you know, we've done a good job being able to make sure that we understand that we want, you know, to be available. And, you know, our players have done a good job, our coaches have done a good job, and our focus has been, you know, obviously on winning the game. I mean, because, you know, we just can't let the other stuff, you know, take us away and distract us from what we need. But at the same point, you know, it also gives us an opportunity to tell people our story and, you know, about, you know, what our players have done, what our coaches have done, you know, saying to put ourselves in this position.
You threw Tad for a loop with the podium issue, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was thrown for a loop. I went to put my coffee cup down, and all of a sudden it was a new podium, and
he's got to know better than to change
it kinda,
like that.
It kind of rattled me a little bit. You know, I got enough things to worry about, you know, come Sunday. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't know where to put my cup. I didn't know what to do.
But it's the little things, right? I mean, it's the little details that you get used to, and it makes a larger point.
Yeah, and it's a good point because that's what's going to happen on Sunday. You know, these little details of, you know, a 5-yard penalty here, or, you know, maybe a miss, you know, missed assignment, or you didn't get it, you know, totally right. These are the things that, you know, maybe, you know, you don't really see in the box score or anything of that nature. But, you know, those are the things that, you know, get you beat against a very good football team like the Patriots.
You said something on Monday that I thought was interesting, that it's how you come back and respond to situations like that against this sort of team, which the Patriots respond to adversity very well. You've got to do the same against them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they thrive on, you know, the other team making a mistake and then being able to pounce on it. I mean, if you look back, I mean, they're a great football team, and I understand they have a lot of great players. But when you look at the games and how they play it, you know, they can beat you so many different ways. But the one thing is, if you do make a mistake, you know, they will make you pay for it. And if you do make a mistake and they make you pay for it, you got to be able to respond back, because if you don't, they're going to respond back, and before you know it, the game starts to get out of hand. And that happens, you know, quite a bit. If you look back upon from 2001 until now, a lot of teams go in there and they don't New England doesn't necessarily, you know, beat them. The other team will go in there and actually beat themselves before they even get a chance to, you know, compete in the game.
Well, I got to think that you're going into this game having come off your best game of responding to adversity, right? I mean, last week, every time the Steelers made a play and pulled the game closer, your defense or your offense went down the field and made another play. Was that the best case scenario situation-wise for dealing with adversity of the season?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes early in the year we had the same type of response, maybe not so much, you know, or in the playoffs. But I think, you know, those things, obviously, that's what you have to do to win, you know, playoff football games and to win games in the National Football League. You've got to be able to, you know, be able to bounce back, be able to respond, hold, whatever the situation may be, to put yourself, you know, back in a position to win the game where things don't necessarily spiral down and you don't give yourself an opportunity.
You've been on TV a lot this week, Coach, with the NFL Network here and everything. I think there are probably fans who are just seeing you for the first time this week. Are you as relaxed as you look? Because on camera, I'm watching.
I think I answered the question. I'm the most boring person people know. I mean, so for me, you know, when I get up there, it's like, you know, I'm not necessarily a funny guy. I'm not a witty person. I'm not. I just like to coach and practice, and you know, I don't, you know, I'm more meant for radio probably in my looks than I am for TV.
All of us would fall into that category. Let's be honest.
It's amazing because you have all these people and they're like, okay, here's the coach. Let's give us some insight.
Right.
All right, we've got to play well. We've got to execute. You know, there's nothing. You know, it's just boring.
Why do people perceive you, do you think, to be so intense that when you seem relaxed?
Oh, because I don't smile.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big. I can't. I just don't smile. I don't know why. I mean, you know, when my wife walks by me, I smile. You know what I'm saying? That's about the only time, really. But I mean, I'm just not a big smiley because the problem with me is, you know, I'm always thinking about what we have to do. You know, what do we have to do to win, or during the game, what the next series is, or what the next sequence is, you know, of what's going on. After the game, I'm thinking about the next game. You know, I'm always moving on because there's always something to put your attention to. And, you know, like I said before, I've always had problems of enjoying the moment because, you know, I want it again. You know what I'm saying? I want to do it again. I want to win again. I want to keep going. I want to keep doing a good job. I want, you know, let everyone else enjoy the moment and let me just keep doing what I'm doing and try to keep this team going.
Jack's Drive Time, Brian Sexton along with John Osier, head coach Doug Marone, for just a couple more minutes. Were you prepared just mentally for the questions that you got this week at the podium? You know, there were lots of them about Tom. And so often this week, the storyline out of Boston was Tom, Tom mm-hmm. Coughlin, Tom Coughlin, Tom Coughlin. Did you know that was coming? Did you just assume it?
No, I don't assume anything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just kind of go up there and you know, Tad might say, hey, listen, just be alert for this or that. But it's more so if something's going on with our team. You know, but, you know, it's easy when you get up there and you just tell the truth. You know, you're just like, hey, listen, you know, like people ask, like, you know, how is the relationship's great? You know, how do you, you know, is he more involved? He's been involved since day one. You know, I think that there's a lot of credit goes to Coach Coughlin and Dave Caldwell, you know, the assistant coaches, and then obviously the players. I mean, you know, for me, I'm just in a position, I'm just, you know, managing and just trying to show and lead and get us in the right, you know, direction. But, you know, the credit goes to all those other people, you know, not to me.
How well you've talked again all year, I've asked you several times, about the team being different, the team being ready for any moment. I assume that applies to this, which is the biggest game of the year. You know, this doesn't feel to me like a team that's going to be overwhelmed by any moments.
No, and that's what I think you're right. You know, when you talk about the team, it's just different. You know, I don't know whether it's, you know, or youth or confidence, or I don't know, nor do I care. I just know that they're not tight. You know what I mean? So it's like one of the you know, and it's comforting as a head coach because, you know, you have a feel sometimes when you're like, hey, listen, these guys we got to get them to, you know, just go out and play and just be loose, and you know, you wind up spending time coaching that during the week and talking to your players about that, and when you do. Remember, every time you focus on something, you're taken away from something else. And, you know, when you're focusing on, you know, the emotions and things of that nature, well, maybe you're taking a little bit away from how you're preparing for the game. That's one part of the game, which is a big part,
right,
that I do not have to focus on. Therefore, myself and the assistant coaches, you know, we can focus on getting them ready and getting them focused on, you know, the schematics of what we feel like is going to happen during the game, and that's a plus.
And that was pretty evident early on for you, wasn't it? I mean, from day one, these guys had.
I was just trying to figure out what the word is. I still haven't figured out what the word is. You know, I don't know if they're, you know, I don't. It's not cockiness. It's, you know, it's a
little personality.
It's a little bit of everything for these guys, you know, and I just let it go. I really do.
You have a locker room with a huge personality, lots of different personalities, but
you're telling me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for instance, you know, Jalen Ramsey is obviously, he's talking today, and people are excited to hear what Jalen Ramsey has to say because they know he's so outspoken. Yesterday, A.J. Boye said he says what we all think. I mean, we're interested, all of us in here, about what he's going to say today. Were you paying attention to it, or do you just realize that he's him and it works?
I think it's tough. I mean, you know, you want to, you know, you're the coach, and you know, I think I trust the players to make sure that they're smart in what they do and what they say. I think they're, you know, we're professionals, we're old enough. I don't want to be, you know, you have to let people be who they are.
Yeah.
I think. And, you know, it's the way we've done it this year is that, you know, hey, you know, let's say someone says something and oh, here we go. Oh, this is bulletin board. Here, oh, I can't believe someone said that, you know, either in our locker room or someone said that about us. The way we've handled all this is that, hey, listen, if someone